Parasha Teruma. This week's parasha is the first part of the building of the Mishkan and its vessels. There are great and profound ideas that we can learn from the instructions of how the vessels were to be made. There's a nice point regarding the construction and the measurements of the vessels of the Mishkan and what can be learned from it. Regarding the Aron, Hashem commands that its measurement be as follows. V'atzu Aron atzei shitim amatayim v'chetzi orko v'ama v'chetzi rochbo v'ama v'chetzi komato. They shall make an ark 2.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1.5 cubits high. The verse measures out the ark's dimensions as containing both full cubit measurements and partial cubit measurements, the half indicated each time. The word half indicates a breaking, for nothing can be half unless it was separated from a whole. Similarly, in regards to the Shulchan, the Torah teaches that only one of its three dimensions contained a partial cubit measurement. V'atzita Shulchan atzei shitim, amatayim orko, ve'ama rochbo, ve'ama v'chetzi komato. You shall make a table 2 cubits long, 1 cubit wide, and 1.5 cubits high. Here, the width and depth are in full measures, but the height contains a broken measure. Why would the holy vessels contain any broken measurements? You must understand the depth behind all this, for undoubtedly there is what to be learned from these specifications. So I heard a beautiful thought from a Pinchas Abuchatzira Shlita. He said that the Shulchan only had 0.5 cubits by its height, but was complete in its width and length, to hint that we could at times have our tables perfect. Everything is kosher and whole. However, the broken cubit was to show that even so, the table and eating are inherently physical and therefore lacking. The broken cubit shows that it is incumbent on us to elevate our mundane eating with brachot and with elevated thoughts. Hashem wants us to live our lives following the Torah's directives, to turn the mundane into heavenly. Living with the Torah and enhancing and improving every area of our lives, from physical to spiritual, is what Hashem wants us to do. This starts from the moment we wake up until we fall asleep at night, as is mandated by the mitzvot that are incumbent on us as we go throughout the day, even our eating. Similarly, the Aron measured with 0.5 cubits on all of its sides. This shows that the Torah, at its core, is meant to be approached by humans with all our flaws and shortcomings. We are imperfect vessels, as we discussed a few weeks ago, and constantly have to work on improving ourselves and infusing our lives with holiness and spirituality. This all emphasizes that although human nature is flawed, it is not wrong. People are meant to be flawed so that we can work on overcoming our nature. We must elevate our physical and our mundane into a mitzvah, into avodat Hashem. And this is what Hashem wants to symbolize and teach us with the broken cubits.